Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Senator Tammy Baldwin joined farmers, ag innovators, and investors to talk more about the Rural Business Investment Program and how it's helping companies like Fitchburg-based Isomark Health develop tools for farmers. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess. According to Senator Baldwin's office, last fall, the Rural Business Investment Program reached $1 billion in private capital commitments. With the investment program, the United States Department of Agriculture licenses newly formed for-profit developmental capital organizations as rural business investment companies, which then use the equity raised through fund capitalization to make venture capital investments to eligible rural enterprises, including Isomark Health.
The Rural Business Innovation Program looks at all sorts of opportunities to advance technologies. Isomark is one incredible example that's a homegrown, founded in Wisconsin business. But look at if you can multiply this across the country with a program like this, with private investment, public investment behind these startups, that we're going to be able to assure for a long period of time that these small farms, these medium-sized farms are able to face their challenges and remain profitable. You know, we've had lots of challenges in agriculture and in dairy in particular, headwinds of all sorts. And so anytime we can have a breakthrough technology that helps people prosper, that's what we want to be investing in and give opportunities to. In Congress, we are going to be working on the next farm bill this year. And this will provide us an opportunity to revisit this program, which was actually created back in 2008, I believe, in that farm bill, and update it to make sure that we're meeting the challenges of today.
Senator Baldwin also remarked on the upcoming farm bill.
The process for a farm bill, which is every 5 years, starts pretty early. And I've been seeing discussions, field hearings across the country, frankly, as in the buildup to what's going to happen this year. But our chairwoman, Debbie Stabenow, in our neighboring state of Michigan, I think is very focused on delivering an on-time but robust farm bill. And I've been really pleased to get so much input from not only the agricultural community here in the state of Wisconsin, but the university and the private sector, as we all understand how important the prosperity of our agricultural sector is.
Isomark is currently developing a tool that monitors cow health via their breath. The event was held at the Hinchley Dairy Farm located in Cambridge. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.